It's that time again. Summer is coming, spring is behind us, and there's a lot in the Microsoft Virtual Academy catalog that you need to know is on the way and is waiting for you to learn more about. That's this episode of Dev Radio. Welcome to the next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio, and boy, are you lucky. I'm here with Matt Calder. Yes, the Matt Calder. Right here, he is the black belt sensei of Lex. He is here to talk to us about Microsoft Virtual Academy. Matthew, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm lucky to be here.
We're all so fortunate. All right, we're here to talk about Microsoft Virtual Academy. That's Microsoft's free online training program. Massive catalog of courses that you can go to. We're constantly updating it and adding more to it. We're here to talk about what's new in June, but before we do, we want to look back and see what we did in May so that developers might have who may have missed something can go back and kind of catch up on what we have to offer now.
The two big courses we did in May, we did one on creating Windows 10 games with Construct 2.
Okay.
Construct 2 is a powerful but easy to use tool for developing games. It's I think it's actually perfect for, like, if you want to do a weekend project with your kid.
Yeah.
Teach them how to think like a developer without having to write code.
Yeah.
Have fun, create something fun.
It is nice. There's a bunch of little scripting in it. It's basically just setting bunches of properties and doing it properly. And then behind the scenes, a lot of developers don't even know. It just turns it all into HTML and JavaScript so that you get this cool experience that really you could deploy straight to Windows 10. And, by the way, straight to every other platform.
Yes. And oh, actually, nice. I mean, it's pretty powerful. You know, this course also covers if you want to put something in the Windows Store, if you're really proud of what you do, it'll get you there too. So,
yeah.
Full end-to-end Construct 2 Windows 10.
There's some pretty serious games out there that are using Construct in the store already. And so it is a fun thing for you to sit down with somebody who isn't a strong developer so they can have an easy on-ramp, but it's also an end-to-end solution as well, if you're wanting to build a pretty sophisticated app. It's pretty cool.
Well, if you want to build a sophisticated app and you're looking for an on-ramp, Template 10.
Oh, you're so right. Okay, that's exactly. Windows 10, Universal Windows Platform, is a platform, but it's not a framework. And so there are a lot of things that are just boilerplate code that developers are going to have to write. Wouldn't it be nice if there was a framework that you didn't have to write? You could reuse one, and you can. It's called Template 10. It's totally free, written by somebody on this call, conveniently. And now there's a course in MVA that I teach with Darren May called Beginner's Guide to – no, not Beginner's Guide. Getting Started with Template 10 is what it's called. And it is a heck of a deal. There are so many apps now, internally, apps shipping with Redstone or with the anniversary update of Windows 10 that use Template 10 underneath the hood, and it's cool stuff, man. It's cool stuff.
Yeah, people were waiting for Template 10 for a while.
They were waiting for the course for a while.
Yes. Well, they were waiting longer for the course than they had to. I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's right. No problem. It's there now, and there's all this commentary on the snow, which I probably should never make commentary on the snow, or how warm it is in the summer, all those things. But it's one of those things. Anyway, it's a great course. I think it's six-hour course. It's a pretty significant course. And the framework's a pretty big framework, so there's a lot of stuff to cover. So that's a great course. That was in May. We talked about it last time. It's still there. It had great reception. But there's new stuff in the catalog, not May stuff, but June stuff. Talk to me about the fresh content that still smells like that, you know, new car smell.
That new studio smell.
That new course smell, yeah, exactly.
Yes. Well, it's a Testing for Developers Month on MVA.
Okay.
We just released two really solid courses on testing. Stephen Borg is the main instructor from Northwest Cadence. We do a lot of work with him. And the first one is Testing in Visual Studio.
Testing in Visual Studio.
All aspects of testing, the entire stack.
Yeah.
Which
is a big deal because Visual Studio has in it a dozen ways of testing your application, from load testing all the way to automated UI testing and unit testing while you're in the middle.
Yep.
And so all of these different things, I can only imagine that developers look at this and they're like, oh boy, I sure could use a course on it. Well, congratulations.
Now, automated UI testing is actually pretty impressive. Like, it knows there's a control there. You don't have to say, oh, look at this piece of the thing, just automate it.
Yeah. You know how it works, Matt? It uses the same framework as screen readers, like for the blind.
Yeah. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. And all right, so that's more of an overview course. There's a lot of ways to test in Visual Studio. Here's a course that tells you about all of those, and we'll call it a medium dive instead of a deep dive. And then there is there's the philosophy of testing, right? This whole new paradigm of maybe you're a software developer who knows that testing is important but hasn't really dived in, and you've always heard of test-driven development at the same time, or TDD development, right? And so you've pushed back against it, or you've only heard about it in the, you know, in the narrows of the hall. And what it is basically you try and break your application before you build it and go and try and fix all of those breaks ahead of the time. It's really a totally new mindset, and people who do it are massively in love with it, Matt.
To me, it sounds like what you do is you basically write the test for your acceptance criteria one little piece at a time. And so you just move. Can you move faster if you're using this methodology, or
no? It's not about speed. It's about quality, and it's and it's about maintainability in the end as well. So I know that what I just created matches the expectations because I built all my tests first, and all my tests now are passing, which means that now I've met those requirements. Then down the line, I need to go make some changes. I can go tweak some of these changes. Five tests just failed, and I know how to fix them, right? And so you think of that in the normal life of a developer, and every app starts out small and beautifully elegant. And they're like, whoa, this is so easy to maintain. But that's because they haven't thought about scalability or performance or all these other things that come later. And they start adding all of this stuff in. And you're like, wow, this is a complicated code base. I'm terrified to change a line of code because who knows what could happen. So then you're like, we should have some tests on this. That's the hard way, right? That's coming in from the back and trying to fill in all the missing tests. Test-driven development is all about do the tests first, because then you can start guaranteeing all of the quality of your code the whole way through. So this is a difficult thing to grasp, and Matt, I could use a course on it myself.
They cover a lot of the best practices, especially for big teams, maintaining it over time, getting to a continuous delivery pipeline. So it's probably something lots of people could use.
So what's our course called? Intro or Beginner's Guide?
It's simply Test-Driven Development.
Just test-driven, as simple as it needs to be.
Test-driven development. Yeah, TDD.
TDD. All right. Both of those courses are fresh, right off the press. We just got them early June, so just a day or two ago.
Yeah.
And so we have all the tests in Visual Studio capability, and then kind of I really do think it's philosophical. It's this thing where you change your behavior with test-driven development. So two intense classes there. Nice.
Yeah, two intense classes. So what you should do is take a quick look at them, figure out what they're all about, and then on June 24th, we'll have Stephen and the other instructors live in the studio, so you can ask questions in real time. You'll have a couple hours with
them. Stephen is coming back, huh?
He's coming back to do it live. He'll request custom demos. Yeah, request a custom demo while he's on the air. Try to stump him. If you've got a problem you're working on, now's your time to get a little free help from the experts there.
And, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's going to be.
So we've done something like this before, right? I think with our web stuff that we did in the past, we had it where the course came first, and then for all the students or developers who know what's going on. Pay attention to Dev Radio. They know that the 24th or whatever future date is coming up, and they can go and actually talk to the professors.
Yep.
I like to think of it like that, and kind of have a little office hours with them publicly, where you get to ask all these questions online. Very cool. And then you'll record that whole thing, won't you?
We'll record it, but we'll probably post it to our YouTube channel.
Okay.
Or Channel 9. We don't because it's not a course itself, so it doesn't really fit into our catalog.
Yeah.
So you really ought to show up in real time to get the most out of that one.
So you're right. This is really the tester's month when it comes to Microsoft Virtual Academy. That's pretty exciting. It's last month was Windows 10, right? Because we were talking about
Windows 10 apps,
gaming, all these things, moving into. I can only hold my breath so long until I can learn what July is going to be. It's going to be super exciting. I'm sure all of you. Brain trusts are putting your pencils to paper to try and really figure out what's going to be the next big thing. I can only imagine.
The studio schedule is stacked up.
That's exciting. There's a lot of good things happening on Microsoft Virtual Academy. Developers, they don't know how good they've got it, to be honest. They don't know.
We've actually,
all these geniuses working behind the scenes.
We actually just went through our catalog and making sure that everything is fresh. And so there's a bunch of stuff that we're deciding, yeah, this one's a little too old. We got to revisit and redo. So we got a long to-do list now.
Of stuff to kind of refresh. Well, I blame Microsoft. Redo. They keep updating all their products.
If they would just get it right and just finish it up, you know, it's done. It's the last software you'll ever need. Go for
it. Can you imagine? We're like, and finish. We did it with Notepad. Can't we do it with everything else? I don't understand this.
Yeah, we nailed Notepad. Yeah.
We nailed it. Has nobody run Paint? Yeah. Perfect. That's a perfect application. Never gotten a blue screen during Paint, I can say that.
Performance is awesome. It scales. It's great. Yeah.
Well, Matt, I hope you take some time off and have a nice summer vacation before I talk to you next. You have any big plans? You leaving the country? Leaving the solar system?
I don't plan to leave the country or the solar system. I'm trying to figure out where to do some kayaking, probably up here on the Puget Sound somewhere. So that'll be my big plan.
Very nice. Very nice.
Chase the seals.
I'm going to get some biking in. I'm ready.
Nice.
It's going to be a good summer. It was a late coming summer here in Colorado, so I'm ready for it to be here and be ready, so it's good. All right, developer, if you're listening to this and you are ready to sharpen your sword, here's the place to go, MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com, where we have a catalog of thousands of courses that you can take across the spectrum of Microsoft products and even non-Microsoft products. You need to be a Node expert, then this is where you can begin. You need to be a SharePoint expert, then this is where you can begin. So many things, so much availability, and you can play, Matt, my favorite feature, you can play the whole thing at high speed so that you can take 5 courses an hour, and it's just unbelievable.
And sometimes it's fun to watch them at half speed, too.
So, yeah, well, I think you're right. Matt, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks so much.
See you next month.